Okay, well, why don't you proceed with your first question there?
Okay, my first question is, can you give me an approximate date in Earth time when the planet that is called Nibiru, or Planet X, can be expected in the solar system of Earth?
Interesting question. Considering that Nibiru is actually passing through dimension and space, not just space, the time shift is going to be not quite predictable. I would like to give you an exact date, but if you look in the past, it hasn't been exact. It's been almost random within a certain range. And this is because in your solar system, just like in any other living solar system, there are phases where things passing through in the proper frequency will actually come in and out of what you may call physical existence. This is one reason why this mysterious planet seems to come and go, seems to be there and not be there. This is why one moment there's a picture, the next moment the sky is empty. It's not exactly solid yet in the terms of physical reality. Fascinating, though.
That is very fascinating. Thank you so much.
And that is one of the problems people are having nailing this situation down, because it isn't wholly and entirely a physical issue.
Very interesting. Thank you.
You're welcome.
My next question is, can you give me an approximate number of days it would take using color energies to heal the body of an ailment if a 10-minute treatment was done every day?
Now, that is also is subjective. That depends on the amount and the purity of the color treatment being applied and by who is applying it. Even by the frequencies of the person applying it and the person receiving it, or if the person's doing it to themselves, their current level of self, how would you say it, their current level of self-acceptance, their current harmony with their own being.
That was another part to that question. Why is it harder to heal yourself than someone else?
Because, and it's an unfortunate thing, but many people are their own worst critics. Many people hold grudges against themselves. Many people will do for strangers what they would not do for themselves. And so many people already have a lack of harmony with themselves that they can forgive and reach and make the effort to get to other people. But they don't always do it for themselves.
That sounds pretty accurate. Another part of the same question. What would be the best color to use for healing?
That depends on the ailment. Of course, if it's something of the soul, something such as depression or some sort of illness that can be enlightened through positive direction in a spiritual sense, then colors such as white and gold are very good. Things that are more in the digestive system, colors of dark, not dark as in tone, but darker as in quality, colors such as a deep gold or a very warm brown are very healing for the digestive system. Breathing systems of the heart can use yellows, pinks, blues. It's very good, though. Blue is a very good color for healing the body. White is also a very good color for healing the body. Though in some cultures, if the person you're working with is from these cultures, white may imply death to them. So be cautious before sending too much white healing energy to a person, because they may perceive it as you're giving them a death wish. Just as some cultures would perceive black as a death wish, when in fact mostly black as a color tone, not as a lack of light, can bring a deep motherly connection to the earth.
Very good. The next last part of the question is there a better method for healing than color?
It depends on the individual. All of us have our own talents, and all of us have things that we are more gifted towards than others. Some people heal very well with sound. Some people can meditate to a repetitive sound or to a beautiful piece of music and draw energy from that music, focus it on healing themselves, and the more they hear this piece of music, the more they heal. It becomes almost a Pavlovian response, so that when they hear the music, they start to heal. Some people, when standing in bright sunlight, can draw energy from that, and then that will heal them. So, in general, yes, color healing is something that works for most people, but there may be other things that people can do as well.
Okay, my next question is a different topic.
And even though sometimes sunlight can be very hot and bothersome,
yes,
it would not harm you to spend a little bit of time, maybe when you're gardening, and considering that it's going to be sunny for the next whole week where you are,
yes,
it would be wonderful for you to get out, even for a few moments at a time, and ask the sun, or draw the energy from the sun to heal yourself. I think you'll find that this will be quite invigorating for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, and my next question is, do you have any information about the flower of life symbol and its meaning?
Well, there could be volumes and volumes written,
yes,
on the flower of life symbol. And as far as the meaning goes, the meanings are vast, can be interpreted many, many different ways. The lotus can be considered anything from the vagina where we're born from into this world to the clouds of heaven when we leave it, and just about everything in between. It can be an all-encompassing symbol. Perhaps we can go into some detail on that in a future conversation, for it is a very, very long explanation.
Yes, I understand.
It would make a wonderful book if this is something you're inclined to do.
Very good. Another part of that question is, we have seen that crop patterns on the ground, particularly in Wiltshire, England, have this flower of life pattern, and there is also suggestions of Metatron's cube connected to it. And what possibly could the crop makers have in mind to tell humanity to make it so public?
Could it be that they're saying the time of spiritual awareness and the time of physical reality are about to collide in such a way?
Okay.
This is one interpretation. You have to also remember that there are different crop circle offers, if you will.
Okay.
The earth itself sometimes produces these things. The energy and the symbolism often rings individually to individual people, as you know. And as you know, there are some who have been gifted with the ability to find hidden codes into crop circles.
Correct.
One of the things that people are finding as they start to look at these circles, that even the ones that are not truly made by an outside force, meaning even the ones that are considered fraudulent, that are made by some men with boards,
yeah,
will hold a certain percentage of truth, because they themselves are being inspired to create these geometric patterns.
Exactly what we thought about that. Thank you so much for that.
And you are so very correct.
Thank you. All right, my last question is, does America and England have a special role leading the world in terms of being the covenant tribe descended from Joseph, the 11th son of Judah?
Interestingly put, America and England as countries, as nations, have very little to do with leading the world into its new time. Your question actually gives the answer. It is the people, and no matter what you choose to call them, and there are some who would question the exact label that you used, but labels are not important. The people who are living in these areas are the people who, by circumstances, are now in control of particular energies and are getting particular messages. And they are the ones who are endowed, if you will, with the tools that are going to bring forth or usher in some of these changes. It's unfortunate that there are so many different energies, as you talked about the different tribes, and you did not talk about, but I'm sure that you are aware of, the different levels of conflict and jealousy of the father that were held between the original tribal originators.
Yeah.
And you understand that the tribes were not necessarily tribes that Revere is trying very hard to speak also. It seems that he has a fondness for you.
Thank you.
Let me continue. As you know, the different tribes are symbolic of many different things. This brings us back to the idea of Nibiru, even. All of these things are folding in, much like the leaves and petals of this flower of life. And as these things open, just like as a flower opens in a garden, there is a particular place where it's going to open, because maybe the soil is more correct there. And so, through circumstances and time, certain soil has been tended to be a certain way so that a plant could grow. And though this is figuratively speaking, of course, what you're finding is that there are different nations on this earth that come from different origin points, or have been, for the lack of a better term, tainted by different origin points. And so as they evolve, their direction in the progression of planet Earth and in the progression of the spiritual birth of the Earth takes on a different role. By interfering with the Earth code and by interfering with the Earth people, the homogenization of Earth was undone. But this has turned out to be somewhat fortuitous, as now there are many specialized areas with many specialized jobs to do. Unfortunately, some of those areas haven't been activated yet, but as time goes on, they will be. And some of your crop circle inspirations are ways or are hints at finding those trigger points. Does this make sense?
Somewhat. When you say Earth code was undone, I'm not quite sure what that is.
There have in the past, in the long past, and in the more recent past, there have been beings, some of physical form and some not of physical form, who, as you are well aware, came here and manipulated the natural life forms. Only some worked on localized areas and some worked on larger areas.
Yes.
Therefore, species of man are not all purely the same.
Yeah.
And it is that small difference that makes them more specialized in different developmental abilities.
Okay. I think I understand that.
We will speak again and we can go into much more detail.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Is there anything else?
I did have a question. It's on a more personal basis, however, about a family member that has gotten lost. And she passed away quite a while ago. We believe back in the 1930s. Her name was Claire Curry. She was born in Oklahoma in 1908, and we have lost where she died, and we don't know why she died, and we don't know where she is buried. Is it possible to know those things?
It's possible that you could ask her and that she would answer you.
Okay.
And you have such powerful dreams. You should trust them.
Okay.
The clues will be there if you ask for them.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. And do try to get out into the sunshine.
It
will be healing.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.